愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天晚上从路加福音第二章跟大家一起来学习以父的事为念。
This evening, we will be studying a passage from Ephesians chapter 2, and the topic is Mind the Father's Business.
神看不见，有时候我们跟神的关系到底好不好，我们自己也不知道。
Because God is invisible, sometimes we ourselves do not know whether or not our relationship with God is good.
但是有一个非常重要的事情会告诉我们跟神的关系到底好不好。
But there is a very important factor that will let us know whether or not our relationship with God is good.
就是我们有没有在侍奉神。
Which is whether or not we are serving God.
有时候我们对神充满着爱。
Sometimes we are full of love towards God.
但是你看主耶稣问彼得一个问题问三次。
But when Jesus asked Peter a question, he asked three times.
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
当然彼得说我爱你。
And of course, Peter said, I love you.
主耶稣说你牧养我的羊。
And Jesus said, feed my sheep.
这个就是侍奉。
And this is a service.
那在以赛亚书里面。
And in Isaiah.
神显异象给以赛亚看。
God gave a vision to Isaiah.
他坐在高高的宝座上。
He sat on a high throne.
衣裳下垂，衣裳下垂，遮盖圣殿。
And his clothing drifted down and covered the temple.
然后他就看到撒拉佛在侍奉神。
And he saw the seraphim serving God.
神非常的荣耀跟尊贵。
God was extremely glorious and magnificent.
那看完这个意象以后，人就说，我可以差遣谁呢？
And after showing him this vision, God asked, who can I send?
以赛亚说，我在这里，请差遣我。
And Isaiah said, here I am, Lord, send me.
所以一个人如果真的很敬畏神，
So if someone truly fears God,
你会对我们所敬畏的神想要侍奉他。
Then you would want to serve this God whom you fear.
圣经记载，希伯来书记载，挪亚动了敬畏的心，造方舟。
In Hebrews chapter 11, it says that Noah, by faith, built the ark.
方舟今天就是教会。
And the ark today is the church.
动了敬畏的心。
And he had a heart, he was moved with fear.
所以我们如果真的很敬畏神，你会很想要侍奉神。
So if you fear God, then you will really want to serve God.
这个就是人跟神关系一个具体的表现，侍奉神。
And this is a very concrete expression of fear towards God, which is serving God.
倒过来讲，如果一个人都没有在侍奉神，到底要怎么证明他跟神的关系是好的？
On the flip side, if there is someone who does not serve God at all, how can they prove that they truly fear God?
这个就很难讲。
And this is hard to say.
但是当我们要侍奉神，那我怎么开始？
But let's say we want to serve God. How do we start?
主耶稣给我们设下榜样。
The Lord Jesus gave us an example.
我们现在来看路加福音的第二章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 2.
路加福音的第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
第二章的四十九节。
Chapter 2, verse 49. Verse 49. And he said to them, Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?
这个英文有两种翻译，那如果是 New King James，就是God's business my God's business.
So there are two versions of the English translation. If it's KJV, then it says, Did you not know that I had to tend to God's business?
那这个就跟中文差不多，以父的事为念。
And this is similar to the Chinese translation, which is tending to God's business.
啊，圣经里面记载主耶稣的出生。主耶稣的出生。
Oh, so the Bible records the birth of Jesus.
然后就记接下去了，就是记载三十岁以后主耶稣出来侍奉。
And then it also records God's Jesus' service after he was past 30 years old.
就是传扬天国的福音。
Which is preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
但是路加福音第二章就差了一段，只有路加他找得到的就是十二岁的时候。
But in Luke, only in Luke can you find it saying, recording that it was when Jesus was 12 years old.
那圣经既然记载这个十二岁一定它有很特别的意思。
And because the Bible especially records 12 years old, there must be a special meaning.
如果我要侍奉神。
If I want to serve God,
我要怎么准备。
How shall I prepare?
所以主耶稣在十二岁的时候他就在预备时间到了来侍奉神。
So Jesus, starting from 12 years old, was preparing himself to serve God.
所以我们刚刚读我应该以我父的事为念。
And just now we read that I had to tend to my father's business.
我们一般如果你看到一个人讲道说以父的事为念，大部分都是在讲侍奉。
So we know that when a sermon speaker is talking about God's business, then usually it's talking about serving God.
但是当路加福音第二章在讲以父的事为念，到底他在讲什么？
But in Luke chapter 2, when it talks about having to do God's business, what or my father's business, what is this talking about?
好，我们再看四十八节。
Let us look at verse 48. When Joseph and Mary saw him, they were bewildered, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you."
这个地方如果看四十六节主耶稣的父母过了三天才找到主耶稣。
In verse 46, it says that the parents of Jesus only found him after 3 days.
可见这个父母对主耶稣非常的爱。
So it's clear that his parents love Jesus very much.
你如果三天没有看到你自己爱的小孩子，你就很着急。
If after 3 days you do not see the child whom you love, then you'll be very worried.
所以这个地方讲你父亲可我伤心来找你。
So here in verse 48 it says, "Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you."
他也知道他的爸爸妈妈很爱他。
So Jesus knew also that his parents loved him.
但是很显然有一件事情比他的父母更重要。
But it's very evident that there is something that is more important than his parents.
所以他父母三天找不到他，那三天找不到他到底去哪里？
And so his parents couldn't find him for 3 days, and if they couldn't find him for 3 days, where was he?
你今天如果看到12岁的小孩子三天找不到，可能是躲在房间在打电动玩具。
Today, if you find a 12-year-old child gone for 3 days, likely that they're just locked up in their room playing video games.
12岁大概是小学六年级。
But if you are 12 years old, you are probably around in the sixth grade.
那到底那个三天主耶稣在做什么？
And for those 3 days, what was Jesus doing?
如果我们看四十五节。
If we look at verse 45,
还有四十六节。
And verse 46. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him. 46. Then, after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions.
结果找到他在殿里坐在教师中间，一面听一面问。
So they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of teachers, listening to them and asking them questions.
所以主耶稣讲以父的事为念，如果在这一段圣经看起来就是那个父的事，就是在圣殿里面一面听一面问。
So when Jesus had to mind his father's business, that was him being in the temple, both listening and asking.
然后过了18年到30岁，他才真的出来侍奉。
And only after 18 years, when he was 30, he came out to serve.
啊，所以这里以父的事为念啊，这是一种准备啊。
So to mind his father's business, this is a type of preparation.
啊，就是一面听一面问。
Which is to listen and also to ask questions.
啊，那我们中国人讲学问，学问是什么？就是一面听一面问。
So when we speak of knowledge or knowledge education, then it's about listening and asking questions.
听就是我不知道了，你听了就知道了。
So if you do not know something, then after you listen, you will know something.
问就是我不了解了。
And you ask for things that you do not know.
那我们听了就会吸收很多我们过去不知道的事。
And after we hear, then we'll learn a lot about things we did not used to know.
那我们问了，就明白了很多我们不了解的事情。
And after we ask, we will understand many things that we did not understand before.
他坐在教师中间哦，耶路撒冷就等于现在的教会嘛，坐在教师当中，就是表示在学习。
So he was sitting in among the teachers, which means that he was learning.
那这样学习的结果呢？你看圣经怎么描写主耶稣十二岁
？So this is how we can see the Bible describing Jesus at 12 years old.
我们如果看四十节
，If we look at verse 40, now the child continued to grow and to become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him.
如果 New King James 他就在讲小孩子肉体长大，然后心灵也强健。
So in the New King James Version, it says that he continued to grow and become strong and increased in wisdom and in.
也就是说，主耶稣十二岁的时候，不只是外面看起来像十二岁，他里面那个灵性也在成长。
So it says that the child grew and became strong in spirit, which means that not only did he grow spiritually, he also grew physically.
那一般人大概就是很注重外面，但是主耶稣他灵性也在进步，这个就是侍奉的基础。
And so typically people may only focus on the outward growth for physical growth, but here we can see there's emphasis on the spiritual growth.
那为什么这个侍奉的基础这么重要
？So why is this foundation of service so important？
因为他学习的结果如果我们看我们刚刚读的四十节有一句话说他充满着智慧。
So in verse 40 it says he was increasing in wisdom.
然后到五十二节耶稣的智慧跟身量都是一起增长。
And in verse 52, it says that Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature.
所以这样不断的追求，不断学习，主耶稣的智慧一直在增长。
So as Jesus continued to learn and to grow, we can see that his wisdom grew and grew as well.
那为什么要强调主耶稣的智慧在成长？
So why did this passage have to emphasize the growth in wisdom?
如果我们看约翰福音第六章
，If we look at John chapter 6,
约翰福音第六章的三十八节
，John chapter 6 verse 38,
第六章的三十八节
，Chapter 6 verse 38, For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
这个三十八节讲这讲不是要按自己的意思，乃是要按那差我来的意思行。
Here it says, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
这个就是侍奉最高的标准。
So this is the highest standard of service.
侍奉是一个人他在做神的事情。
Serving is doing God's business as a man.
那人有人的想法。
And humans have their own thinking.
人有神的想法。
And God has his own way of thinking.
如果我们的侍奉要蒙神喜悦
，If our service is to be pleasing to God,
我们不是用自己的想法来做神的事情。
We would not be using our own thoughts to think of God's.
所以这里讲按那差我来者，就是天上的神的意思。
And so this is why here it says that I have come not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
啊，那从我自己的意思到神的意思，这个就需要一段的很深入对神的了解。
And in order to transition from my own will to God's will, then this requires a very deep understanding of God.
啊，所以啊，传道书里面讲哈，敬畏神是智慧的开始。
In Ecclesiastes, it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
No, the knowledge of God, 认识神就是聪明。
And the knowledge of God is wisdom.
哦，所以一个人侍奉神啊，需要对神有认识，他才有属灵的智慧来了解神要我们怎么做。
And so someone who serves God must have this wisdom or knowledge of God in order to know what he needs to do to serve God.
哦，那这样我们的侍奉啊，才会荣耀神，也对人有造就。
And only in this way can our service be pleasing to God and be edifying towards man.
哦，所以主耶稣，你看他用这么多时间，就是在预备三十岁以后的侍奉。
So Jesus had spent so much time preparing for his ministry after he turned 30.
啊，我们活得越久，我们在世界上越有经验，我们人越有自己旧的包袱。
The more experiences we have and the longer we live, the more baggage we have from our past.
所以这个侍奉啊，我们自己的东西如果没有把它更新换掉，那我们是用旧人的想法会在侍奉神。
So if we do not continue to grow as a person, then we will continue to think in the way of our old person.
所以我们在圣经里面看到，保罗在侍奉跟彼得在侍奉有一点不同。
So if we study closely, we can see that the way Paul serves versus Peter serves is different.
彼得是木匠，他什么都没有。
Peter was a carpenter.
渔夫啊，他什么都没有。
He was a fisherman and he had nothing.
但是什么都没有不等于不能侍奉。
But just because he had nothing didn't mean that he couldn't serve.
那他需要什么，神就给他什么。
And whatever he needed, God gave him.
所以他一直侍奉到年纪大。
So Peter continued to serve until he grew old.
写了彼得前后书在描写他的侍奉。
And 1st and 2nd Peter were written to describe his service.
但是保罗侍奉之前，以世界的观念，他什么都有。
But before Paul began to serve, from a worldly perspective, he had everything.
那这个什么都有，这个就要经过一段的改变。
And to have everything requires a period of change.
那这样他的侍奉才能够合神心意。
And only in this way can his service be pleasing to God.
那怎么改变？
So how could he change?
我们看腓立比书。
Let us turn to Philippians.
腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第三章的第七节。
Verse 7.
请。
Verse 7, but whatever things were gained to me, these things I have counted as loss because of Christ.
这个地方讲，我先前以为有益的，现在因为基督都当作有损。
Here it says, whatever things were gained to me, these things I have counted as loss because of Christ.
然后第八节。
And verse 8, more than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as mere rubbish, so that I may gain Christ.
所以接下去就讲了，我将万事当作有损。
Here it says, I count all things to be lost.
那我们最容易了解啊，这个地方讲先前还有万事就是世界。
And so, here we understand that the previous and the current difference is, the previous is talking about the world.
过去你喜欢什么，过去你有很高的收入，这个都把它放在一旁啊，来侍奉神。
All of the things you had in the past, like a high salary or all the things you owned, you set these aside to serve God.
但是这一段圣经看起来，保罗讲那个过去不是指的这个。
But in this passage, it seems like Paul is not talking about this type of past.
我们看第四节。
Let us look at verse 4. Although I myself could boast as having confidence even in the flesh, if anyone thinks he is confident in the flesh, I have more reason.
如果中文说靠肉体啊，英文叫 confident of flesh 啊，从肉体所引起的信心。
So here, it says confidence even in the flesh, and so this is faith in your own flesh.
哦，那这个是什么？
And what is that?
就是接下去讲。
It is what is mentioned in the following verse.
我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
I am a Hebrew of the Hebrews.
律法上来讲，我是法利赛人。
As to the law, a Pharisee.
热心上来说，我是逼迫教会的。
As to zeal, a persecutor of the church.
律法上来意思，我是无可指摘的。
As to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless.
没有认识耶稣以前啊，这个就是保罗在追求的。
So before coming to know Jesus, this was what Paul pursued.
那现在认识了耶稣，他才发现这一些跟侍奉是没有关系的。
But after coming to know Jesus, he realized that all of these things were not related to service.
所以这个如果没有更新的话，这个侍奉啊，就会有问题。
So if there is no change in your mindset, then there was a problem with your service.
所以有时候我们在世界上啊，如果你在世界上书读很多，很有成就，钱很多，有时候人都有一种隐藏在内心的信心。
So in this world, when you have achieved, or when you are very well educated and you do very well in your academics or you're very successful, oftentimes you will have this hidden faith in yourself, in your heart.
连自己也不知道。
And sometimes you don't even realize it yourself.
但是在讲话当中啊，我们就表现我们是一个感觉到自己很有信心。
But when we speak to others, then we will express ourselves in a very self-confident way.
那这个世界拿掉以后，我们的信心才会真的是依靠神。
But only after we remove all of these worldly factors will our faith be really rooted in God.
这个需要一段过程。
And this requires a process.
所以你看保罗他光照以后，他要侍奉神，神把他送回去大树。
So, Paul, after God had shown him the great light, he was blinded, and then God sent him back to Tarsus.
就是他的故乡，隐藏一段时间。
And he hid there for a period of time.
那一段时间就是更新。
And this was his renewal.
从过去肉体的信心，进到认识耶稣，以主耶稣为信心的目标。
From a faith in his flesh from the past into faith in God as his goal.
所以主耶稣十二岁他以父的事为念，就是一直在听问对神越来越认识，这个就是侍奉美好的根基。
And so at the age of 12, when Jesus was minding the Father's business, that means that he was actively listening and asking questions and building a very strong foundation in God.
我们常常听人在见证60年代、70年代联总为东南亚训练很多的人才、人力。
And we've heard this from many testimonies, but in the 60s and 70s, there was much training for
人力。
The workers in Southeast Asia.
也没有人那联总派人去。
And if there were no people, then IA would send people workers there.
没有钱，那钱由联总出，你不必出钱。
And if there was a lack of funds, then IA would send money.
那这样十几二十年训练栽培了一批人。
And after tens of years, then there were a trained group of people.
对圣经有认识，有灵性，那这一批人渐渐就变成教会的骨干。
Who had built up knowledge of the Bible, and then after a period of time, they began to be the foundation of the church.
那我们就发现了，教会的前光就改变了。
And then we realized that the future of the church was starting to change.
所以如果侍奉者一直强调工作，那个灵性，难道属灵的智慧没有根基的话，有时候侍奉方向会抓不稳。
So if in our service we only focus on the work and we do not focus on the spiritual foundation underneath it, then a lot of times this will cause some problems in our service.
比方说我们美国有差不多30间教会跟祈祷所。
For example, we have around 30 churches and houses of prayers in the United States.
在过去这一段期间，大概有3到4个教会 什么训练都没有看到人来参加。
And for there are maybe 3 to 4 churches in the U.S. Who have not attended any of our training seminars.
或者说很少人。
Or maybe it's just a couple people who come only.
青年神训班。
Or the NYTS.
Yeah, 或者说宗教教育教员的训练。
Or RETS.
或者说青年的灵恩会。
Or any of the youth spiritual convocations.
你发现有三四个教会都没有看到人来参加训练。
We may notice that for 3 or 4 churches, there's no one who comes to attend.
那这几个教会就是问题最大。
And within these churches, we can observe that they have the most problems.
不是没有人呢，还是有人呢。
And it's not that they don't have anyone. There's still worker people.
但是他们在侍奉的结果就在教会里面产生问题。
But in their service, they encounter many the problems.
所以那其中有一两间教会后来就改了，派很多青年参加神训班。
But after a while, one or two of the churches started to change, and they sent many of the youth to come and attend the seminars.
那是教员讲习会。
And they attended RETS.
这样过了几年之后，我们发现这个教会就开始在改变。
And after a few years, we were able to observe these churches starting to change.
这个方向越来越正确，这教会开始在成长，越来越合一。
And the direction of the church was more and more correct, and the church became more and more unified.
所以主耶稣12岁的侍奉，其实就是他30岁以后的侍奉的12岁的学习，就是30岁侍奉的一个根基。
So the learnings of Jesus when he was starting at 12 years old became the foundation of his ministry when he turned 30.
好，我们现在回来看路加福音的第二章。
So let us turn back to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音的第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
第二章的40节，我们刚刚有读过这个40节最后一句话，有神的恩在他身上。
Earlier we read verse 40, and it says that the favor of God was upon him.
我们要侍奉神有一件事情非常实际，就是生活。
When we serve God, there is one very practical aspect, which is our lives.
所以有人在找工作，第一个就是钱多为主，因为这个生活水准可以提高。
So when one finds a job, usually the highest factor, the biggest factor is salary, because salary can increase your standard of living.
但是在美国这个社会钱多的工作常常是压力最大。
But in the United States, oftentimes earning more money results in more pressure.
所以回到家里精疲力竭，不是我想不想侍奉，精力有限已经没力量。
So after you return home, you're already drained from all the work, and you have no energy left to serve God.
但是我们看主耶稣12岁有神的恩在他身上。
But we can see that when Jesus was 12 years old, he had the favor of God upon him.
到底人的一生要怎么生活才不会很辛苦？
So how can one live a life that is not very tiresome.
其实这一节圣经节已经给我们一个指引。
This verse in the Bible actually gives us a direction.
如果我们有神的恩在身上，你的生活就不会很辛苦。
If you have the favor of God upon you, then your life will not be very tiresome.
不一定很富有。
Even if you might not be super wealthy.
就像保罗一样，好像一无所有。
Just like Paul, it seemed like he had nothing.
Yeah. 但是样样都有。
But it also seemed like he had everything.
为什么？神，你需要的时候，神就给你。
And it's because when you need something, then God will give it to you.
所以有恩在他身上，不是有钱在他身上，有恩。
So it's not that he had money, but it was that he had the favor of God.
什么时候需要恩典就临到。
And whenever he needed, God would give him blessings.
所以我们人如果真的要侍奉神神会让我们体验到很丰盛的恩典。
So if we really want to serve God, then God will allow us to experience abundant blessings.
有这样的体验啊，你看主耶稣十二岁就有这样的体验啊。
And we can see that Jesus already had this experience when he was 12.
因为十二岁他就以父的事为念啊。
Because at 12 years old, he already was minding his father's business.
所以不要忧虑吃什么穿什么。
So we should not be anxious over what we eat and what we wear.
外邦人所忧虑的。
Because these are things that the Gentiles worry about.
我们需要，我们天上的父是知道的。
Our Heavenly Father knows all that we need.
所以我们先求神的国跟神的义，那生活的需要神就给我们。
So we need to seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, and all of these things God will give to us.
那我们的生活你回头过来看，也可以恩典数不完。
And in our lives, when we look back, we'll notice that we have a blessings that cannot be counted.
那这一些恩典就是我们对神活泼的体验。
And these blessings are a very a living experiences of God.
所以神是活的啊，你如果侍奉蒙神喜悦，神会回应。
And because God is living, when we serve Him, then we will experience God.
那神的回应就是我们的体验。
And God's response is our experience of Him.
因此，当我们的侍奉真的是很投入、合神心意的时候，信仰是很活泼的。
So when we are very devoted, in our service to God, then God will respond, and we will have a very a service that's very alive.
这是我们可以经验得到，主耶稣十二岁就有了。
And this is something that we can experience because Jesus experienced it when he was 12.
所以找如果找工作，找一个收入没有这么高，但是哦，有更多时间或者保留更多体力来侍奉神，这是最好的抉择。
So, when we are making career decisions, even if we do not make the most money, if we are able to conserve some energy to serve God afterwards, this is the best result and decision.
你看，主耶稣神对他定的旨意非常清楚。
For Jesus, the will that God had given him was very clear.
神定的旨意是什么？
What was God's will for him?
看马太福音第一章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音的第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
第一章的21节。
Chapter 1 verse 21. She will give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
这个地方讲，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
You shall name him Jesus.
那他一辈子要做什么？
So what would he do throughout his life?
把人从罪里面救出来。
To save people from their sins.
请问我们活着一辈子，我们要做什么？
So for us, when we live our lives, what should we do?
真的，我们像所罗门那样要服侍肉体的欲望吗？做欲望的奴隶吗？
Are we supposed to be like Solomon, to be slaves of our own lusts and desires?
那如果不是？
And if it's not so,
那就是服侍神啊。
Then we must serve God.
所以当我们人生目标抓得很清楚，我一生要做什么。
So if we hold on to the ultimate goal of our lives, what we want to do in our lives.
那接下去每一个步骤的决定都要朝着那个目标来努力。
Then every single one of our actions in our lives has to be working towards that goal.
那神与我们同在，恩典不会缺少的。
And if God is with us, then we will not lack blessings.
所以不要为着生活的忧虑影响我们找一个没有办法侍奉神的工作。
So do not allow the anxieties of life cause us to find a job that doesn't allow us to serve God.
从现实来讲，钱赚多，生活舒服啊。
Practically speaking, you will earn more money and you will live a comfortable life.
但是从永生来讲，侍奉才真的有价值。
But speaking from the perspective of eternal life, only service will truly give you more value.
所以主耶稣在十二岁，神的恩就在他身上。
So starting at 12 years old, Jesus had the favor of God on him.
好，我们现在回来看路加福音的第二章。
Let us turn back to Luke chapter 2.
第二章的五十节。
Chapter 2 verse 50. 50. And yet they, on their part, did not understand the statement which he had made to them. 51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he continued to be subject to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
啊，其实主耶稣的父母约瑟跟玛利亚灵性都非常好。
So actually, the spiritual state of Jesus' parents, Mary and Joseph, were actually really good.
你看玛利亚，我心尊主为大，我的灵以救主神为乐。
And so Mary had said that my soul magnifies the Lord, and she finds joy in the Lord.
这一句话已经代表她灵性非常好。
These words themselves already describe or show that her faith is very good.
那约瑟呢？约瑟是一个义人。
And Joseph was a righteous man.
所以他看到玛利亚一肚子一只大血，他不愿公开羞辱她，暗中把她休掉就好了。这个是一个大好人。
When Joseph saw that Mary was pregnant with a child, he did not want to publicly expose her. He wanted to just let her go secretly.
那一个灵性非常好的一个这么好的人，当主耶稣讲，他听不懂。
And for someone so good with such good spirituality, when Jesus was explaining things to him, he couldn't understand.
啊，为什么？
Why is that?
这个灵性还是有一个差别。
It is because there was still a difference in their spiritual levels.
哦，那这以现在来讲，大概就是代沟吧。
From today's terms, it's a generational gap.
啊，那我们现在人在讲代沟，大概是你来美国但是你不了解美国文化。
And today, usually when we speak of generational gaps, it's the difference between you coming to the U.S. and then being born here.
我们不了解美国文化。
Oh, and not knowing the culture.
啊，那下一代他在这里生长，他了解美国文化，所以这个有一个代沟。
And so the next generation is born in the U.S. and so they understand the culture better. And so there's a generational gap here.
啊，所以有时候啊，下一代就会看不起上一代。
So there are times when the next generation looks down on the older generation.
啊，但是你看主耶稣。
But if we look at Jesus,
他讲他爸爸妈妈听不懂。
He said something to his parents that they did not understand.
啊，但是五十一节。
But in verse 51,
他就同他们下去回拿撒勒。
He went down with them and came to Nazareth.
哦，他就很孝顺啊，就顺从他父母的话，回到拿撒勒去。
So Jesus was very obedient and submitted to his parents to go back to Nazareth.
哦，所以我们在十二岁就看到主耶稣这一个人哦，对父母非常尊敬。
So starting from the age of 12, we can see that Jesus was already very filial to his parents.
啊，但是当然，他对天父更尊敬。
But of course, he was he feared God even more.
啊，那这个也告诉我们。
And this also tells us.
啊，如果有一天我们的孩子灵性已经超过我们。
That one day, if our children have a spiritual level that surpasses our own.
他讲的话，我们回去要想很久才想得通，感谢神。
And they tell us something, and then we have to think about it all the way home. Then thank God.
灵性成长啊，这是好事。
Because spiritual growth is a good thing.
哦，但是如果要有这一天发生，你看主耶稣的父母怎么做
？But if this day does come to be, then we should learn from what Jesus' parents did.
啊，四十一节。
Verse 51. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
对不起啊，41节。
verse 41. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover.
啊，好，这里讲每年月节，他父母就上耶路撒冷。
In verse 41, it says that his parents went to Jerusalem every year.
啊，42节。
Verse
42. 12岁的时候，按着节期的规矩就上去。好，所以主耶稣的父母就常常带他的孩子啊上耶路撒冷。
So his parents frequently brought or regularly brought Jesus to Jerusalem.
啊，以今天来讲，就是常常带小孩子来参加聚会、参加灵恩会、参加一些训练。
And so in today's terms, it's the equivalent of parents frequently or regularly bringing their children to seminars and services. 哦，
当然，我们的小孩子在世界上，他有他自己的兴趣，有他自己的想法。
And of course, our children will have their own interests and hobbies outside.
但是有一件事情要超过这一切。
But there is one thing that must surpass all of these.
就是 到耶路撒冷来守节。
Which is to go to Jerusalem to keep the feast.
今天就是到教会里面来参加聚会，来参加各种的训练。
And today that is coming to church to attend services and trainings.
好，我们再来看路加福音第二章。
And let us continue reading Luke chapter 2.
第二章的五十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 52. And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and people.
这个最后一句话，人跟人喜爱的心都一起增长。
In the last part, it says, in favor with God and people.
所以什么叫做成功？
So what does it mean to be successful?
我想主耶稣给我们设下一个榜样。
I think that God gave us a very good or Jesus gave us a very good example.
如果我们活着一辈子，神也喜欢我们，人也喜欢我们，这个就是成功。
If we live an entire life and we have favor with God and with others, then this is success.
因为神会喜欢，那就要以父的事为念啊。
Because, and if you want the favor of God, then you need to mind the Father's business.
那人会喜欢，就是表示我们人有真的在遵行神的话。
And if you have favor with people, then that means you are truly acting out the words of God.
我们的生命有更新。
And our lives are renewed.
有主耶稣的样式，人就会喜欢。
And if we have nature of God, then others will naturally like us.
所以一个人如果人也喜欢，神也喜欢，感谢神，这个就是神的荣耀。
So if there is someone who has favor with God and with man, then this is the glory of God.
不管他是长在拿撒勒，不管他长在木匠的家庭，不管他什么都没有。
And so regardless of whether or not they were born in Nazareth, or if they were a carpenter, or if they were born with nothing,
神喜欢他就是他的富足。
The fact that he has favor with God is his wealth,
他的丰富
his
他的丰盛
abundance.
人喜欢他就是神的荣耀。
And when others have favor with him, that is the glory of God.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
34首。
Let us sing him 34.